877-269-216-9767 today.
Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, starting this hour out by going right back into your phone calls. Alan is on the line in Texas. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alan.
Can you hear me?
You're on the air.
Yeah,
what's
on
your mind?
Well, I just heard y'all talking about the filing taxes and all that stuff. I was just going to tell you, you know, I quit filing a tax return in 1989.
Wow.
And then through, you know, certain business problems, dealings, I had to file bankruptcy in about, I think it was 94.
Hmm.
And they made me, in order to file bankruptcy, I had to go back and file those past returns that I hadn't filed.
Well, that makes sense. Bankruptcy is a government process. So
sure.
You were trying to basically get out of your debts by using the coercion of the state. And so, yeah, it makes sense that they would want you to play along.
Yeah. Well, I filed those just on guesstimates. Everything, you know, every number on there basically was a guesstimate. But on every single one of them, don't get me wrong, I always paid taxes, but I always, you know, they took 17% for as long as I can remember. They've always taken 17% because of the way I file, et cetera. And I think that's fair. I mean, if they can't get by on 17% plus all the sales tax plus all property tax and everything else, well, then they need to take a pay cut, not me.
So you said you think 17% is fair. You feel okay about that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah? You feel like you're getting good value for your money?
No, not at all.
Why is it fair, then?
Well, because I do feel like we all need to pitch in. I mean, we all have to
pitch in. Now, the term pitch in, surrounding taxes, the defenders of taxation love to use these innocuous sounding terms like, you're just pitching in. It's like some sort of voluntary contribution. I think you use that word, too.
Trust me, if I sound like a proponent of taxation, then I came across the wrong way, because I am not. But I do feel like there is an obligation.
Really?
I think so. I think, yeah, I think we're obligated to. I don't think the money
is. Besides the fact that there are men with guns that will throw you in a cage if you don't obey, how else are you obligated to this system?
Well, you got a point. And that, you know, that goes back to the tax thing I was saying is, so in 94, when I had to refile all that stuff, obviously at the bottom line was on every single one of those years, I put that the government owed me money back. And naturally they didn't agree with that. They ended up saying I owed them about 20 something thousand dollars.
Yeah. Well, because there's going to be late fees, penalties, and that sort of thing.
Right. Absolutely. And to this day, I worked out my primary creditor for the bankruptcy. I negotiated a deal with them and ended the bankruptcy, which, you know, had let the IRS basically loose on me. And since then, since 94, they've sent me letters every now and then, and I haven't filed another tax return since then.
Hmm, okay.
And they send me, you know, a group of letters every year for tax year, you know, whatever, 94, 95, 96. They'll send me an individual letter for each year. They do that about annually, and I don't respond.
Now, is this the letter? When you say the letter, is it a, hey, where are your taxes, or, hey, will you file this year? Here's our forms.
It's a notice of deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that I still owe them from a past year. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So
they've not shown up at my house. So if they knock on my door tomorrow, obviously I'm going to be pretty mad at you.
I don't know what I did.
Who knows? But you know what I'm saying.
If they knock on your door tomorrow, I suggest you not answer it.
No,
that's always
definitely.
A good tactic to deal with the agents of the state. you have no obligation to answer your door.
Right.
You don't have to. So you're saying that it's been now about a decade and a half that you have not been filing taxes. Are you a corporate employed kind of guy, or are you an entrepreneur? How is your pay? What do you do?
Well, I've had the luxury in the past several years of being under my own corporate setting. I mean, I'm a corporation now, but for the last, up until 2007, I worked in, I'm not going to say exactly where, but I worked for different corporations, huge corporations.
Did you do the
and
exempt
like
thing?
I said, I didn't do exempt. I did, I would file married with 8 dependents.
Okay. So a lot of.
Which put me at that 17%. They took out 17%.
Wait, so if you've got that many dependents, they still take 17%? I thought that you get to keep all the money.
Isn't that crazy?
But no. I thought that there's a way to file so many dependents that they just let you keep the entire paycheck and then you.
Well, you know what? I tried.
Didn't work out.
I went as high as 8. And
now, how is that filing different from exempt, Mark? You'd said there's an exempt thing. I don't know much about all that.
I don't know either.
Okay.
Well, if you look on that form at the very bottom, you can just mark the box exempt. And I don't know how it is anymore, but used to, I mean, it wasn't that big a deal. They may make a big deal about it now, but used to, you just mark that box exempt, and as long as your employer didn't make a big deal about it, it wasn't a big deal.
Very good. Hey, thanks for the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Alan. Appreciate it. Thanks, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you want to tell your tax story, tax freedom story, or tax failure story, you're certainly welcome to do that. In the meantime, we go to things that are interesting to us, and Mark, you have something about Mormons. What's going on?
Yeah, got just kind of an interesting story. It says, gay couple detained near Mormon Plaza after kiss.
Uh-oh.
On July 10th, 2009.
Utah.
Salt Lake City. AP.
That's got to be a tough place to be gay.
Yep. A gay couple said they were detained by security guards in a plaza owned by the Mormon Church and later cited by police, claiming it stemmed from a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, that's harmless.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints said that the men became argumentative and refused to leave after being asked to stop their inappropriate behavior. The men say they were targeted because they were gay.
Sounds like it.
Matt, whatever his name here is, said he and his partner, Derek, were walking home from a concert nearby on Thursday night, cutting through the plaza near the Salt Lake City Mormon Temple. Matt, 28, said he gave Derek, 25, a hug and a kiss, and that the two were then approached by a security guard who asked them to leave, telling them that they were being inappropriate in the public displays of affection that weren't allowed on the property, and he said that other guards arrived. The men were handcuffed.
Whoa.
He asked,
So does that mean they didn't leave when they were asked to leave?
That's pretty much what it means.
I see.
We asked, what are we doing wrong, said Matt to the Associated Press. Church spokesman Kim Ferrara said on a statement Friday that the men were politely asked to stop engaging in inappropriate behavior, just as any other couple would have been. They became argumentative, used profanity, and refused to leave the property. The church did not immediately respond to requests for more comment. So, I guess this
property is this?
This is the property of the Mormon Church.
Oh.
So this is public property in the sense that people are allowed to go there and walk across it. It is private property in the sense that an organization owns it.
And so there are rules.
This is that nether world of public and private that's so often blurred.
It's obviously confusing to people, isn't it?
In today's society. They believe that because a restaurant is open to the public, that it in fact is a public thing.
Well, and there's evidence
to control it.
Right. There's evidence that they can indeed control it.
Yes.
I mean, with things like smoking bans, for instance. So the people in the public have enough reason to believe that things that are public or open to the public are indeed subject to their whims. And they believe, for instance, that they should be able to have free speech wherever they are. If this is America, it's free speech everywhere. Well, not really. not really. That's not how it's supposed to work. It's supposed to be that you can have free speech when you're dealing with the government, if you're on a public, a real piece of public property, which is not owned by anyone except for the people calling themselves the government. That's a piece of property you should be able to go on and kiss your lover or speak out in whatever way you want. More on the way here, you can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 13, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $913.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $939.93, $469.97 for a half ounce, or $234.98 for the quarter ounce. That's $939.93, $469.97, and $234.98.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Lady listeners who've sent in their validated photo or video to prove they listen to the show, you can see it over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. Do we need to say more on this this whole Mormon situation with the two gay guys giving one another a peck on the cheek and then proceeding to be detained by the Mormon security guards for not actually respecting their private property and leaving when they were asked to leave? I wonder if they were told this is private property. I wonder how the security guards handled that situation, or did they just ask them to leave? Because what we've been talking about here is how there's this confusion that people don't really understand. A lot of Americans don't understand what is public and what is not. And what that really even means.
They certainly don't.
They have this attitude of, well, it's America, and so I'm free to be like however I want in public. Whether it's wearing my pants down around my ankles, or kissing my lover, or, you know, yelling at the top of my lungs about the end times, you should be free to do what you want in public. And generally that's a true statement, but public really only means commons. Public means the property that is so-called commonly owned by everybody and so therefore is owned by nobody. That's what's meant by public. Everything else is private property, and the private property owner gets to decide what those rules are. And if you don't like them, then you should leave. So I wonder how well the security guards actually handled that. Because if they had said, hey, this is private property, then what would they have said to that? Because then they wouldn't have been able to say, well, we should be able to kiss one another here. Well, that doesn't, I don't think that excuse would really fly. I don't think they would be able to respond in that
way. I don't know. It would seem like the first thing that one would say, but yeah. You know, not everybody reacts in the same ways, obviously.
So is there anything else you wanted to add to that, Mark?
No, basically covered it. I think that these guys should be able to, you know, be out in public and do whatever display of affection they'd like. I'm not saying I'm excited about it or anything
like that. You
should
be able to stand in your front yard and make out with somebody if you want to, if that's your thing. But that's your property. Then you get to decide. As somebody asked the other this weekend, should you be able to burn a cross in your front lawn? Well, if it's your cross and it's your front lawn and your fire doesn't spread to your neighbor's lawn, yeah, you should. It's gross. It's outrageous. But that's what free speech is about. And if you've got your own property or you're on the piece of property that where someone allows free speech, that's also a possibility. Free speech can be allowed. Like on this show, it's mostly free speech on Free Talk Live, but we've got some restrictions. You know, that's just the way things are. 800-259-9231. If you don't like it, then that's just should be an impetus for you to buy your own property and do what you want on your property. And no one should be able to stop you, except for, of course, the government, who will come in and make arbitrary demands about what you can and can't do. And, well, that's a whole other issue entirely. So, speaking of the government coming in and making demands, a lot of times if they make demands and you don't obey, the taser comes out. We've heard of story after story of people being seriously injured. Certainly they're being harmed and they're having their freedom stolen from them. But in some cases, death results from these taser incidents. And William Grigg over at LouRockwell.com has a few thoughts. He says, most of the time when a citizen dies needlessly at the hands of one of the state's armed enforcers, we're told insistently by both the agency that employed the assailant and the state-aligned media that the officer acted appropriately and that he followed established procedures. And it seems like it's 99.9% of the time. It's almost every time we see some sort of police abuse story that the police involved, after an internal investigation, are completely cleared from any kind of wrongdoing. And it's just the story of the thin blue line closing around its ranks and protecting their brotherhood. That's what they call themselves. They call themselves a brotherhood. Where the death, according to Grigg, was clearly a result of police violence, defenders of the state's apparatus of regimentation take refuge in contrived ambiguity. For instance, whenever a young person dies after being subjected to electroshock torture via the taser, the public is lectured about the lethal effects of excited delirium. It's a mysterious condition that seems to afflict only those who are gang-tackled, tased, and otherwise abused by the police. While some medical examiners accept excited delirium as a valid cause of death, the condition is not widely recognized among medical professionals, apart from those closely associated with law enforcement. Accordingly, when an overweight individual who may suffer from type 2 diabetes, cardiac disease, and similar conditions dies needlessly in police custody, we're told that it wasn't the tasing and beating and other mistreatment by the police that killed him. It was the sudden lethal expression of an underlying health problem, or a case of excited delirium. The excited delirium rationale can also be applied when police kill innocent, nonviolent people who are taking prescription drugs for bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and similar conditions. Thus, when police in southern Utah murdered 32-year-old Brian Cardill near Hurricane last month, practically the first words to fall from the mouths of one of the assailants was that Mr. Cardill was killed by excited delirium. Not by the repeated taser strikes used to subdue the husband and father during a psychotic episode. A different but related approach to police self-justification was displayed in the recent death of 42-year-old Donald Stogner of Walker, Louisiana. Stogner was pulled over, apparently for a traffic violation, by Livingston County Deputy Sheriff Chris Sturdivant. During the stop, the deputy noticed something in Stogner's right hand. When Stogner refused to open his hand, Sturdivant grabbed him and tried to pry it open. Struggle ensued, in which, as documented by the deputy's dash cam video, Stogner appeared to put something in his mouth. This prompted Sturdivant, a wiry, athletic male, to climb the larger man's back, wrap an arm around his throat, and throw him to the ground, where the two grappled for nearly 5 minutes. During the scuffle, Sturdivant could be heard repeatedly ordering Stogner to spit it out. Stogner, for his part, can be heard groaning and laboring for breath, the latter being a result not only of exertion, but of a naked chokehold being used, somewhat inefficiently, by the deputy. At one point, Stogner apparently knocked a can of pepper spray from Sturdivant's hands. The struggle continued until a second officer arrived and pitched in. Stogner wasn't breathing by the time his protectors were finished serving him, and he was pronounced dead shortly thereafter. The preliminary finding by the local medical examiner, Dr. Ron Coe, was that there were many factors in Stogner's death. The middle-aged, overweight man was a methamphetamine user and had been arrested on drug charges several times, including an arrest just days before he died. He suffered cardiac arrhythmia, severe atherosclerosis, and had an enlarged heart, all of which reflected a poor diet and unhealthy lifestyle, and would have probably killed him eventually. Almost by way of
the most unhealthy part of his lifestyle was disobeying this police officer yeah. Apparently.
Almost by way of afterthought, Dr. Coe pointed out that Stogner also had a broken hyoid bone, a U-shaped bone, located at the base of the tongue, right where the deputy had been applying a chokehold for several minutes. This indicates that there was some force applied to this region by Officer Sturdivant, admitted Coe, before insisting that any of the aforementioned conditions could have resulted in Stogner's death. So no, it's not the taser or the club, the chokehold, or the gang beating that kills a nonviolent offender. The recipient of state-inflicted violence simply chose that precise instance to have a heart attack. There's nothing to see here. Just move along. Just excited delirium. Just another case of excited delirium. This is when the cops murder somebody. It's never murder when the cops do it.
How could it be?
You killed yourself.
They are the law.
800-259-9231. Hey, it's not our fault you chose that moment to die. Free Talk Live.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Our features on the site are free. And they include updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And guns, protests, smoking bans, biker rallies, comic conventions, pork fest, homeschooling, mortgages, and pirates. And, of course, there's the puppet from outer space. You know all of this if you already watch ThinkTwiceNews.com. If you haven't, you should go check them out. ThinkTwiceNews.com. 800-259-9231. We will go quickly here into an email from Parker. He says, guys, I need your help. I was laid off recently and have a dilemma. I've been begging, or begged, rather, repeatedly from my father. I've been begged repeatedly from my father, yep, that's what he wrote, and my fiancé to sign up to receive government unemployment while I look for work. I'm something of an island when it comes to understanding liberty, and they can't comprehend why I won't just do it. The fact is there are layoffs happening all the time these days, and not enough jobs to rehire everybody. It may take me several months to find work, and the money I have isn't going to last that long. Unemployment checks may be just what I need to carry me through this hard time, and my money, by proxy of my old employer, has already gone into the unemployment system because I live under this socialist paradigm, and maybe it's not so bad to reclaim what I've put into it at this point. I am getting desperate. So my question is it selling out my principles to receive from a wealth redistribution program that I've already been forced to pay into? I'd like to see the program abolished and the money put back into paychecks like it belongs, but in the meantime, this is the real world and I have to eat. Am I just being stubborn? What would you do?
Well, what would I do, and what do I recommend might be different things. I'm of the
opinion. I said take the money.
Oh, absolutely. I'm same here. I'm of the opinion that you did pay into that system, whether you wanted to or not, and so therefore you should go ahead and make use of it if you can get it. If a man comes up and robs you on the street, says, "Give me half your money." It's a strange robbery, I admit.
Yeah.
But he only takes half of your money, and then he goes out, and he does. And apparently, he does this all over town, and then he goes to the center of town, and he hands out $10 bills to people and keeps a great deal of the money for himself, probably 50, 60, 70% of that money. But he does hand out $10 bills. There's nothing wrong with you going and taking $10, you know, as many $10 bills from this guy as you can get.
Yep, that's how I feel about it.
Admittedly, when I lost my job, one point in the past, I did not go and get unemployment. Probably because I didn't understand how unemployment insurance worked very thoroughly. And I don't like wading through the morass of government crap.
I wouldn't either, but if you're unemployed, you don't really have anything better to do, right?
Right, and, admittedly.
Besides, look for another job.
Right, and I did that, and I did it very quickly and managed to, you know, find a new one pretty quickly. But there's nothing wrong with accepting money from the, you know, unemployment administration or whatever it is.
Now, how does unemployment work? I've never been in a situation where, first of all, I don't think I've ever paid into it. You know if you're paying into it, right? Isn't it indicated on a paycheck somehow?
I don't know.
Like when I was working at Clear Channel,
there's all these initials. I don't even know what they all stand for.
I remember seeing the federal income tax, Medicare, and Social Security. If I'm recalling correctly, it's been a long time since I've gotten a paycheck from anybody. But if I'm recalling correctly, those were the only three things on my paycheck. So how does one determine if one is paying into unemployment? Is it only for people with certain types of careers?
No. All jobs, actual employment pays into unemployment. If you are a contractor,
what about full time versus part time?
All unemployment pays into unemployment.
What is it considered part of? I'm asking the wrong person.
You are.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm asking the universe. Anybody out there knows more about this unemployment thing, wants to enlighten me, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whenever I've heard of people getting unemployment, I've always thought they were like construction workers or something like that, for whatever reason, and that there was something very specific that their boss was doing to take out extra money for the purposes of unemployment.
The unions do tend to be big on using unemployment, because what they'll do is they'll get laid off between jobs, and then they'll use their unemployment as income. So it, for some union jobs, unemployment is integral.
I think that if you are in a situation like Parker here is, and that you really are having that kind of a tough time finding another job, and I can't say how difficult it is out there. I imagine it can be difficult in some places. If you're in that dire straits situation, then yeah, I don't see what the problem is, but I don't think it would be something I would run and jump to, and it sounds like he didn't. It sounds like he's tried to hold off as long as he possibly could, and that's because of the whole, I don't want to fill out government paperwork, I don't want to be beholden to them, I don't know what comes along, what strings come along with the unemployment checks, but I imagine there are some strings. And so if it's a matter of living off of savings for a little while you try to get another job and then sort of begrudgingly going in and taking the check, that might be the best way to kind of save face throughout it. But you paid in, you might as well get some money back out of it. That's why I don't feel terrible about what I did when I was younger, which was took the government money to go to college. I went to a two years of community college, basically, and they paid for it because I got good grades or something like that. I forget what they call Bright Futures or Bright Scholars or something like that. But I've been paying taxes, so it makes sense to get the money back out of the system. But you also have to be careful that you don't start becoming part of the system in that whole process. And I don't know how easy that would be. I don't know how likely it is that somebody who is of a principled mindset could be corrupted by the unemployment checks that are coming in. I don't know.
Well, the unemployment of the government programs out there certainly isn't the worst one as far as getting people.
Does it run out?
Yes.
Okay, so they
it's been extended to 6 months, but it used to be three.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't have anything to do with how much you actually paid in, then. It's just you get this if you go for it.
It's an insurance program.
Well, sort of. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI.
It's a mandatory insurance program.
Yeah, SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Chris, listening to KBYO in Louisiana. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Chris, you are on the air.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I heard y'all talking about unemployment, and so I was just going to call in and answer some of the questions that you guys were asking each other that y'all didn't know the answers to.
Yes, sir. Please. Thank you.
And in the state of Louisiana, the unemployment program is a mandatory insurance program. Like you said, it's run by the state.
Okay, so this is not a federal thing then.
Right, no.
But the federal government coerced the states back in 1936 or something like that. Basically, all the states. There are 51 different unemployment programs. But
including Puerto Rico?
They're I believe it's just the District of Columbia.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, the federal government probably helps fund part of it and feels like they have the right to regulate it by giving them, you know, a little bit of money. But the premiums are paid by your employer, and the premium is based on the employer's past history as far as unemployment claims and unemployment insurance, how much they paid into unemployment insurance, as opposed to how many claims they've had through the Office of Unemployment.
So it's based on the employer's history?
Right. Right. How many people get packed off enough, I guess, to file an unemployment claim against the employer? So if you employ people and you run them off and you make them mad and they go file a claim, it makes your premiums go up.
So you have to pay more into the system if people file for the unemployment.
People
so they're
file,
sort of,
right,
so,
for unemployment.
So that's kind of an incentive to keep people in their jobs, basically.
Right. And to keep people from being fired. It's cheaper to keep them employed and...
See, that's the
cost of their lack of efficiency than it is to fire them and have to pay them half of what they're worth for not doing anything.
That is that. I'm glad you brought that up because that's disturbing to me, and it's just another example of how meddlesome the government can be in the marketplace. I thank you for the call and the expertise. The idea that they're essentially giving business owners an incentive to not fire people that need to be fired.
Well, but it also incentivizes them to do better hiring too. Because if you're firing a whole bunch of people over and over again, maybe there is something wrong with your business. I'm not saying I support it, but there is one in Puerto Rico too. Just so you know.
Toll free number 800-259-9231. Of course, the ideal system would be for employees to pay into their own insurance program. Free Talk Live.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606 to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIPad set. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health. the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, one of the best ways to do it is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, if it's used or brand new, they sell it most likely at Amazon. And you can just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, enter through that portal, we'll get a percentage. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, in the world of talk radio, there are certain topics that get coverage more than others.
And of course. Some are interesting, some aren't.
It seems like in the world of conservaclone talk radio, what one host talks about, the others talk about.
It does seem that way.
So, not that we are a conservaclone show. Anybody that's listened to Free Talk Live for longer than 5 minutes probably understands that. What is it that you're bringing this Sotomayor chick up for? Like, what is the... I know you've got her in your show prep tonight, and it seems like any time I tune into conservative talk radio, that's who they're talking about. She's the bureaucrat of the moment, I guess.
Well,
very controversial.
She could be appointed to the Supreme Court, which some would argue is the most important body in the nation.
I would argue that it doesn't matter a whit who they appoint to the Supreme Court. Any way you slice it, it's going to be some authoritarian status sicko.
There have been, in my opinion, better choices and worse choices that have been nominated.
Okay. So what's this lady doing now? What's happening?
According to this, Sotomayor supported censoring the biblical verse on homosexuality from a New York City billboard. President Barack Obama looks – this is from the AP.
Mm-hmm.
President Barack Obama looks on as his Supreme Court nominee Sotomayor speaks in the East Room of the White House in Washington, D.C. There's a little picture here. It's nice.
Is he looking on proudly?
He does seem to be.
Yeah.
This is from CNSnews.com. Supreme Court nominee Sotomayor is again drawing fire from conservative groups, this time as the result of a 2003 ruling against a Christian group in the case of whatever. Okwedi.
She hates Christians!
Molinari. Decided in 2003, Sotomayor said on a three-judge panel that upheld a lower court's ruling from 2001 against Keyword Ministries and its pastor, Christopher Okwedi. Now, by the way, we talked about this on the air at the time.
We did?
Yeah, we did. And
what happened?
What happened? What do you mean?
What's the issue?
Haven't you been listening?
No.
Okay, good.
You said she ruled against this guy, but I don't recall what it was for. Did you say?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
For having a biblical verse on homosexuality on a New York City billboard.
Oh, on a billboard. Okay, gotcha.
From, let's see. The ministry had purchased billboard advertisements featuring Bible verses that condemned homosexuality. The ads were taken down after a local government official complained about their message to the community, that owned the billboard, and Okwedi sued both the company and the government official who wrote the complaint. He claimed that his rights were violated under free speech establishment and free exercise clauses of the First Amendment, the Equal Protection Clause of the Fourth Amendment, several state laws. The advertisement
sounds about right. He should be free to be a bigot if he wants to. I may find him personally despicable and distasteful, but I don't have to. I guess it's hard to avoid the billboards, but that's private property and people can put what they want on them. As far as I'm concerned, if you don't like it, find another way to drive.
The advertisements featured various translations of Leviticus 18:22, which Christians don't believe that we're under the law of anyway, because, well, you know, when you ask them about eating unclean meats and things like that, they'll say that we were delivered from that by Peter's vision in Acts that says that we're no longer under the law. So why are the gay people under the law of Leviticus 18:22?
Because they hate gays.
Yeah. And which reads the King James Version. And if the King James Version was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It's an abomination.
Okay.
So, posted in the New York City borough of Staten Island, the messages were taken down after Guy Molinari, that's the borough president, sent a letter condemning them to P&E Media.
Crap, Mark, we've lied together.
But not the way you lie with womankind.
Well, lying is just lying.
You mean being in the same bed?
Yeah.
In a hotel room?
Yeah.
To save the amplifier's money?
Yeah, it's an abomination. We've abominated, Mark.
I concur.
What does that mean?
That the amplifiers could probably spring for another frickin' bed for your co-host.
Sorry, go ahead.
As borough president of Staten Island, Molinari wrote, I want to inform you this message conveys an atmosphere of intolerance which is not welcome in our borough. The advertisements were taken down later that day.
Now, are there levels of abomination?
Later that day.
Later in a week, right. All right, we'll get to that. Are there different levels of abomination? Like, is it an abomination to just lie next to a man? Or is it more of an abomination to see his package? Is it more of an abomination to, you know, take it to the next level? I mean, or is it just abomination level one and that's it?
Well, I'm not certain that the Leviticus goes over viewing a man's package as a sin. However,
well, if lying with him is a sin, then you'd think it'd be a sin.
I wouldn't think so. Otherwise, no. At the gym, I've had a lot of abominations.
Good point.
So, and I'm confused by your question, I must say. But Leviticus doesn't say most of the laws in the Old Testament don't say things like it's an abomination behind every sin. So in this case, Christians, Jews might be able to make a reasonably good argument that it's a greater sin to lie with a woman as though they are a man, which I guess you really can't do that. Unless you're doing stuff to your wife that I don't want to hear about. But because men don't have the same parts. How could you lie with a man as you lie with a woman?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
But they may have done things differently back in the day. I don't know. But, they don't. In Leviticus 19, the 20-something verse or something, they say, don't mark yourself for the dead and don't round the edges of your head, whatever that means. Cut your beard, round the edges of your head. I don't know. I don't even know what it means.
Is that also an abomination to round one's head?
It is not one of those.
No.
You see, it doesn't say it's an abomination, so this is an abomination. That just says you shouldn't do it.
Now, is an abomination as bad as breaking a Ten Commandment? Like, is killing somebody also an abomination? Or
it doesn't, I don't know. Abominations weren't included in that.
I'm sure some of our Christian listeners can help clear these questions up that I have. 800-259-9231. Just trying to understand. All right, Mark, go ahead.
I don't even know where to go with it specifically.
So they took it down the same – this message went up and was taken down the same day?
Well – the same day that the borough president entered the complaint. So it's interesting how quickly things can get done when a government official with the power of the state behind them, you know, gets involved. In 2001, the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of New York dismissed Okedwe's lawsuit. An appeal was entered, and the case went to a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals, Second Circuit. In 2002, the judges on the panel were included Sonia Mayor. In the summary order, the judges ruled that the district court was correct to dismiss Okedwe's claim that Molinari's letter violated his free speech rights. Plaintiffs contend that Molinari violated their rights under the free exercise clause by criticizing the billboard's message as unnecessarily confrontational and offensive, and by creating an atmosphere of intolerance. In order to prevail on a free exercise clause claim, the plaintiff generally must establish that the object of the challenged law is to infringe or restrict practices because of their religious motivation, or that it is purpose that its purpose is the suppression of religion or religious conduct.
Can you translate that for me?
They said it doesn't matter because he's not actually saying anything about your religion. He's saying things about what you said. So They continued, the plaintiffs have no facts that suggest that Molinari's purpose or the purpose of the New York law was to single out plaintiffs' religious expression. In fact, plaintiffs acknowledge that Molinari acted pursuant to the general policy against intolerance and bigotry expressed in the New York law and the New York City Administrative Code. Therefore, because plaintiffs have not shown that Molinari lacked a rational basis for enforcing that policy, the district court correctly dismissed the exercise.
Now, who is Molinari again? I'm sorry, I'm lost.
Molinari is the
pastor?
No.
No, the judge.
He is the bureau
so many names.
Mayor guy.
Okay, so can you recap Staten this for me? Because I'm a little lost as to what
they're saying. The free
lots of legalese here.
Yeah, they're saying that the free the complaint about his free exercise against the free exercise clause is of religion is invalid because this doesn't have anything to do with the guy's religion. They're not stifling your religion. What he's stifling is your freedom of speech.
Offensiveness. They're saying it's too offensive.
Well, they're saying that doesn't matter. They're not even going to hear that. They're saying that it's not stifling
your
religion.
He brought his case based on the claim that it was a stifling of his religion, and they're saying, no, it's not.
Well, it said that it was violated under the free speech several sections, and they seem to only talk about that one section.
So they just kind of set all that aside and only address that one thing.
I guess that's the case.
Which we've seen judges do. We saw Judge Burke do that here with Sam, our friend who was sitting in jail for 58 days. He wrote all kinds of motions and things like that, and the judge just ignored most all of it. Yeah, apparently they have no obligation to act on any of this stuff. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.